Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back to Encore Radio. This is Dr. Laura Murillo, Presencio of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. As you know, we've been working for many years on comprehensive immigration, most recently on DACA. You'll hear more about that when our next guest comes on. But it's important to note that your Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is partnered with Vinson and Elkins, and they've worked with us very closely, provided us with a lot of pro bono work, specifically to help us file an amicus brief to talk to us about that, what this means for our region, and the economic impact of this program and all of these young individuals affected by this. We have with us today none other than Beto Cárdenas of Vinson and Elkins. Hello, Beto.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that you keep a really busy schedule. You've done so much personally to keep this conversation at the forefront. Vinson and Elkins has been a champion. So let's talk to folks who may not be familiar with the amicus brief, what that means, and how Vinson and Elkins has engaged with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and so many across the state.
Well, thank you for having me on your program. You're right. Actually, it has been the Houston Hispanic Chamber that has not just taken a lead, but really put a light and a spotlight, a big spotlight, on the importance of DACA. As you mentioned in your opening remarks, the economic impact that DACA recipients have in our economy. They are working. So many of them are working in our economy, furthering their education, paying taxes, and really making a positive impact. They have to go through various channels, to go through an application process, pay into that, go through background checks. These are good individuals. They're good Houstonians, and they are obviously working to make an impact. And on that impact, the Hispanic Chamber has taken the spotlight, filing an amicus brief. The amicus brief is a term that is used where you're a friend of the court. You're not the plaintiff, you're not the defendant in the litigation, but you are a friend of the court, and you are trying to convey to the court the importance of the issue and how you would like to see it resolved. So unfortunately, based on the actions or the inaction of Congress and the actions of this administration trying to seek to end the program, there have been litigations filed in various parts of the country. Mm-hmm. The most recent in May of last year was filed here in Texas, and that's where the Hispanic Chamber filed its amicus brief, taking the lead along with numerous other chambers of commerce, business organizations, and corporations. Mm-hmm. And so we find ourselves in a holding pattern. with regard to that litigation. I say holding pattern because the litigation is running its course with various hearings, with all sorts of preliminary work before you get to a trial.
Yes. And for folks who may not really understand the unintended consequences of this, talk to us a little bit more what it means to those people who are part of this DACA program.
Yeah, so one of the things that happened when this administration took office in January 2017, then Attorney General Jeff Sessions sought to end the program, and you had other states and organizations file litigation in Maryland, in New York, in New Jersey, and in California. The California case has gone to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the Federal Appeals Court at that level. In Texas, the litigation was filed later. And the Texas litigation sought to immediately end the program, stop taking applications, and letting those that have DACA status expire. What your question was, what does that mean? Well, an individual who currently has DACA doesn't have complete legal status. They just have deferred action on any type of deportation. And so, one, on the human issue, you're really dealing with a very tough decision where you've had people living in fear, and then they had this glimmer of hope, I would say, that you could go to bed at night and wake up the next morning without the fear of deportation. It was a deferred action. Is that the best solution? No, a more permanent one on the legislative front is needed. Mm-hmm. But for the that's the humane impact, right? So trying to put people back in a box where you know they have that fear of not knowing what tomorrow or the next week or the next year will be like is a terrible imposition. More appropriately, if you look at the economics of the situation, you end up having a detrimental effect to the economy and to the workforce. And for employers who have been told by the government, this individual can legally work in your company. We've got DACA recipients who work at our law firm. They are excellent employees. They've been with us. They have been trained over the years. We've invested in them and their education. They're furthering their education. And to simply tell a corporation, you've got to let that person go, is really an unfair position to put the employer in as well.
Very good. Well, Bethel, certainly for a lot of employers, there is this wait-and-see attitude. What can you say to employers that may have people, such as Mason and Elkins, who have DACA recipients employed with them?
First off, hiring a DACA recipient is not a bad thing. It's actually a great thing because you have an individual who is seeking to contribute to work just like any other American is, and in some cases maybe even more, to be quite honest. But one, you can certainly hire somebody that has that status, and two, I think we need to engage just the way the Houston Hispanic Chamber is engaging on the legal front. We need to engage on the legislative front. Because while the courts make their determination and this process draws itself out in various circuit court of appeals, be it New York, California, for us, our circuit court of appeals is based in New Orleans. You know, the district court is having its litigation, but eventually this appeal could go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if there are conflicts or if the Supreme Court takes up the matter. The fact is that legislation could really address the issue on a more permanent basis. And we need to engage our community, our employers, anybody that we can to convey the need to address this issue on legislation, because that's where a more permanent solution can be found, and it needs to be found.
What would you think is a reasonable timeline for this to come to some type of conclusion?
Unfortunately, given the politics of today, it may take another election cycle. And by that, I mean Congress and, you know, the House of Representatives and the presidency will be up in 2020. One-third of the Senate, inclusive of a Senate seat in Texas, will be up in 2020. And our voices should be heard at the ballot box on issues like this and others that are important to our community, our businesses, and hopefully I say hopefully, there would be a shift in the ability to get toward resolution between not just Democrats and Republicans, but people who are not in elected office, people here at home who know that this is an issue, who agree that you can't have people held in perpetuity in this limbo situation.
Very good. And once again, for those who are DACA recipients, any final words to them as they are in limbo?
If you are currently enrolled in DACA or somebody who can qualify for DACA, get that application and do not end up letting it lapse, particularly on the renewal, because we are not quite aware what this administration will do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've changed course various times with regard to trying to end the program, then litigation ensues, then they end up accepting applications for renewal again. So if you have DACA, make it a point to stick to the timelines so that you reapply
mm-hmm.
while the doors are open to do so at this point.
Well, thank you. And again, our thanks to you, Bethel, and Vincent and Elkins for all of the valuable support, legal advice that you've provided us. And please know that you've got a partner in the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to see this to the end. And if you're out there listening and you are a DACA recipient, just continue to stay informed. Please know that there are a lot of people across this country here in Texas and in Houston fighting on your behalf. Bethel, thanks again.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, and have a great day. We appreciate you joining us here on Encore Radio. This is Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of our board and staff, we thank you for joining us. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.